யோகினோ தியாயந்தி நித்யம். த்வம் பிரம்மா, த்வம் விஷ்ணுஸ்த்வம் ருத்ரஸ்த்வம் இந்திரஸ்த்வம் அக்னிஸ்த்வம் வாயுஸ்த்வம் சூரியஸ்த்வம் சந்திரமாஸ்த்வம் பிரம்ம பூர்பவஸ்வரோம். கணாதிம் பூர்வமுச்சாரிய வண்ணாதீம் சதனந்தரம் அனுஸ்வார பரதர அர்த்தேந்துலசிதம் தாரேண ருத்தம் ஏதத் தவ மனுஸ்வரூபம் ககார பூர்வ ரூபம் அகாரோ மத்யம ரூபம் அனுஸ்வாரஸ்சாந்த்ய ரூபம் பிந்துருத்தர ரூபம் நாதசந்தானம் சகும்ஹிதா சந்தி சைஷா கணேஷ வித்யா கணக ரிஷி நிச்சுத் காயத்ரீ சந்தஹ கணபதிர் தேவதா. ஓம் கம் கணபதயே நம. ஓம் கம் கணபதயே நம. ஓம் கம் கணபதயே நம. ஓம் ஏகதந்தாய வித்மஹே வக்ரதுண்டாய தீமஹே தன்னோ தந்தே பிரசோதயாத். ஏகதந்தம் சதுர்ஹஸ்தம் பாஷமங்குஷதாரிணம் ரதம் ச வரதம் ஹஸ்தைர்பிப்ராம்மூஷகத்வஜம் ரக்தம் லம்போதரம் ஷூர்ப்பகர்ணகம் ரக்தவாசசம் ரக்தகந்தானுலிப்தாங்கம் ரக்தபுஷ்பை சபூஜிதம் பக்தானுகம்பினம் தேவம் ஜகத்காரணமச்சுதம் ஆவிர்பூதம் ச ஸ்ருஷ்ட்யாதௌ ப்ரக்ருதே புருஷாத் பரம். ஏவம் த்யாயதி யோ நித்யம் ஸ யோகீ யோகினாம் வரஹ. ஓம் நமோ வ்ராதபதயே நமோ கணபதயே நமஃ ப்ரமதபதயே நமஸ்தேஸ்து லம்போதராய ஏகதந்தாய விக்னநாசினே சிவஸ்ருதாய ஸ்ரீவரதமூர்த்தயே நம. ஓம் ஸ்ரீமன் மகாகணாதிபதயே நம. ஓம் வாகர்த்தாயவ சம்ப்ருக்தோ வாகர்த்த ப்ரதிபத்தயே ஜகதோ பிதரோ வந்தே பார்வதி பரமேஸ்வரோ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ உமமேஷாப்யா நமஹ. ஓம் நமஸ்தே அஸ்து பகவன் விஸ்வேஸ்வராய மகாதேவாய த்ரம்பகாய திரிபுராந்தகாய திகாலாக்னி காலாய காலாக்னி ருத்ராய நீலகண்டாய மிருத்யுஞ்சயாய சர்வேஸ்வராய சதாசிவாய ஸ்ரீமன் மகாதேவாய நமஹ. ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் வ்யாசசங்கரமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத் பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்யகிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப்புனஃ. ஓம் ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்திபேத விபாகினே வ்யோமவத் வ்யாப்த தேஹாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஃ. ஓம் சகனாவவது சகனௌ புனக்து சகவீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஓம் பத்ரம் கண்ணேபிஷ் ஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஷ்யே மோக்ஷபர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கை ஸ்துஷ்டு வாகம்சஸ்தனுபிஹ யஷேம தேவஹிதை யதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ வ்ருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ப்ரஜ்ஞானாம்ஷு ப்ரதானை ஸ்திரசரநிகர வ்யாபிபர்வ்யாப்ய லோகான் புக்த்வா போகான் ஸ்தவிஷ்டான் புனரபி திஷணோத்பாசிதான் காமஜன்யான் पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुं मायया भोजयन्नो माया संख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगांस्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः सो विधिमुख लक्षणम् निषेधमुख लक्षणम् देर आर् टू डेफिनेशन्स् विधिमुख लक्षणम् एस् वि सॉ ऑलरेडी डायरेक्टली अंडरस्टैंडिंग एनी गिवन ऑब्जेक्ट हैविंग एनी फॉर्म हैविंग एनी पर्पस थ्रू द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द वर्ड बट here nishedamukha lakshanam alone is followed here by the upanishad which means what is to be revealed by the shastram what is to be ultimately understood for our accomplishing our absolute end happens to be the subtlest reality formless attributeless and this reality happens to be not an object also being available for recognition as one's own swarupam being attributeless being formless it cannot be arrived at all through the direct method of unfoldment in the sense to the it can be described by words So only through negation of what it is not, what that reality is not, Upanishad repeatedly shows us, all the Upanishads uniformly shows, that what is reality implied by the term Atma is not. By making us understand what Atma is not, all the Upanishads helps us arrive at what Atma is there. This is the Nishedamukha Lakshanam. Again, the Buddhist Shunyavadi mistakes the reality for Tucham Shunyam, non-existence, nothingness. So Acharya had to refute, saying, nothingness cannot be the reality of Mithya forms, names and functions. Mithya experiencer, waker, waker status is mithya, not waker is mithya, okay? The waker status, dreamer status, sleeper status, the superimposed upon the Atma is mithya. All the forms, names and functions which constitute the objective universe is mithya. And the adhishtanam of this mithya, the false superimpositions is aspadam. Of everything is Atma, which is Satyam. Satyam here. So, the Satya Atma must be there as Adhishtanam for all these Mithya forms, names and functions, Mithya superimpositions. And he gave the example, we saw how regular, easy examples, without a rope, Rajju Vyatirekena, without a rope there cannot be the appearance of the false snake. For the false snake there must be the Rajju, the rope, as Adhishtanam. The very existence of even the silver, the appearance of silver itself is possible because of its Adhishtanam Shuktika, the mother of pearl, the shell. So also, even that For a false appearance of a man to be there, there must be a stump of a tree. adishtanena vina, without the adishtanam, without the aspadam, without the substratum, there cannot be any false superimposition or appearance. Therefore, this entire objective universe also, which is here now, experienced in three different states, in subtle form, in gross form, also unmanifested form, this also is mithya. And this mithya superimpositions must have the adhishtanam. And that adhishtanam is atma. That's what Srimad Bhagavatapada established first. This is the first thing. Then, and he thought, if adhishtanam is atma, again other doubt comes. Okay, it is not shunyam. Then, it must be, we saw that yesterday, the, if it is not real, if it is, adhishtanam is there, then there must be adhara adaya sambandha. That was his contention. So, we cannot say atma has no connection at all. Atma has here sambandha. The sambandha is one of the five conditions fulfilled by any given object to be described by a word. So, he says, is atma has sambandha with what? With anatma. Therefore, it can be described. Sambandha is there, can be described through words. Then we need not use nisheda mukham lakshanam. We can use only vidimukha lakshanam, which means atma can be defined directly through words. Then there's no need for the negation of what atma is not. Because atma has sambandha. He gives the example of what? He gives the example of the pot having a water. The pot is, the container pot is support, adhishtanam, support for this water, the sambandha. So it can be described. So he gave that example. But again, there water and pot, they both belong to the same order of reality. Water is also mithya. Pot is also mithya. So the relationship is always, relationship itself is mithya. Any relationship is mithya. Because relationlessness is nature of the Atma. Again, relationship is only possible between the objects forms of two things which are belong to the same order of reality. Here, Atma is Satyam, whereas the false superimpositions are all mithya. All superimpositions are mithya. So between satyam and mithya, there cannot be any relationship. Relationship is not possible. Because they do not belong to the same order of reality. It is exactly like saying, you know, the cake made during the dream cannot be cut next day morning. Okay, and after waking up from sleep, you made a cake and put it in the fridge in your sleep, in your dream. And next day morning you get up. Okay, I made a cake yesterday, okay, in my dream, and let me bring the cake and let us cut here, celebrate birthday. We cannot say because that is not real. So between the objects of two orders of reality, there cannot be any relationship. Then Atma here, this abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma being Satyam and all superimpositions being Mithya, there cannot be any relationship between Atma and Anatma. Therefore, it is not possible to reveal Atma through directly through words. Only indirectly alone, the method of negation alone, Atma can be revealed. The Shankara Bhagavatapada established again. Then, afterwards we saw the next. Is it? Okay. He said, this Atma alone is the Sturiya Chaitanyam, implied by the term Atma, is Adhishtanam for all the superimpositions. right from Ishvara. See, Ishvara's status is mithya. The word Ishvara meant by the word prana. Ishvara's status is mithya. Jiva's status is mithya. Jagat is mithya. Experience's status is mithya. Waker, dreamer, sleeper, qualifications are all mithya. Everything is mithya here, except Turiya Chaitanyam. So all these false, all superimpositions, having Atma as Adhishtanam, cannot have any relationship. Sambandha is not possible. He said, Sad Asataha Sambandha, that's where we stopped yesterday, I think. Sad Asataha Sambandha is not possible. The relationship between Sat, the reality, Asat, the Mithya, is not possible. But it belongs to two orders of reality. I gave the example just now. Then, and having stopped there, Shankara Bhagavad Pada thought, okay, I'm coming to the class now. Until now, what I said, what we discussed yesterday. So he thought, this poor Pakshi should be, you know, his mouth should be shut. So he not give any room for him to come back with any other, again, any objection. So he thought he'd just take it. All those conditions, five conditions, or any one of these conditions, should be fulfilled by an object to be described by words. So he says, Atma does not fulfill any of those conditions. Atma does not have any of those attributes, factors which are required on the part of the Atma in order to be described by words directly. So he says, next now, this is today's lesson. Napi pramanantara vishayatvam swarupena gavadivat. See, swarupena, by its very nature. Okay, how many page number tell you, Sanji? Page number 328, yeah. See, I think exactly we stopped yesterday. Okay, I have come to the point. So all these purpakshis must be remembered. So here, Pramanand, Shankar Bhagavad Pada continues his teaching, stating, Swarupena Napi Pramanantara Vishayatvam Gavadivat. See, Gavadivat means such the living beings, the objects of perception such as cow, etc. Not only cow, any animal, any plant, any object, living or non-living, any object, like such as cow, etc. No, can be an object perceptible through the sense organs. They have pramanantra vishayatvam, whereas Atma does not have, by its very nature of Atma, swarupena, by very nature of Atma, Atma cannot be an object of perception through sense organs. Why? Very swarupena. What does the word swarupena mean there? It's very important. Swarupena means by very nature of knowing. Atma is of the nature of knowing. It is swarupam of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is available for recognition only as a subject of knowledge. Atma is not the subject of knowledge, but Atma has been arrived as swarupam of the knower, subject of knowledge. And that Atma, being the very truth of subject and object, cannot be arrived at, perceived through sense organs, through other means of knowledge, like, you know, cow, etc. Is one meaning. Because Atma is not an object, first of all. Then, Atmanaha nirupadhikatvat. Now the reason is given. She gives the reason. Why Atma, why this pure consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam implied by the term Atma cannot be perceived through other sense organs, through other means of knowledge such as sense organs, like cow, etc. Because Nirupadikatvat. Atma is nirupadikaha. What the reason? Nirupadikaha. Atma does not have any upadis. Pure consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam implied with the term Atma, does not have any limiting agents, upadis. Which means does not have any forms. Nirupadhikam means upadiless, free from upadis. Free from upadis means free, formless also. So being formless, being free from upadis, Atma cannot be perceived through sense organs. Like cow, etc. Then, he again says, Gavadivat na api jatimatvam. Gavadivat na jatimatvam. This Turiya Chaitanyam, the Atma, does not have the status of belonging to a given species of beings, like the cow. Na jatimatvam. It doesn't belong to any specific jati, a species. Therefore, it's abstract reality. Therefore, also it cannot be perceived. Okay? Why it does not have any jati? Why it doesn't belong to any species, Atma? Because Advitiyatvena, the very important is reason, Advitiyatvena, due to its having the nature of being secondless. Advitiyatvena, as Atma is Advitiyaha, Atma is secondless reality. Atma has no parallel reality, and there is no second object other than the Atma. So, Mithya is also Atma. Satyam is also Atma. Isn't it? Then there is a second thing other than the Atma. Therefore, Atma doesn't belong to any given species. Advitiyatvena. The reason must be Advitiyatvena gavadivate na jatimatvam. Doesn't belong to any species of beings because it is secondless reality. Only Atma is, I mean, how can we? It's not like one of the objects in the world. This is another reason he gives. So, nirupadhikatvat gavadivat pramanantrashetvam sarupena nasti. Nirupadhikatvat, it can be perceived through sense organs because of its nature of knowing, again, being non-dual, being secondless also, it cannot be. It doesn't, cannot belong to any species. Okay, next. Then, Samanya Visesha Abhavat. And Atma does not have any generic attributes. Samanya Visesha Abhavaha. What generic attribute that Atma has? Doesn't have any generic attribute. Therefore also, being secondless, not having any, say, generic attributes, Atma doesn't belong to any specific species. Then one more thing he gives. So all this he refutes now, one by one. Na api kriyavatvam. Also, Atma does not have the status of having any activity. Atma is not, Atma does not have any activity. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. This is Swarupa of the Atma. So the Swarupam of the Turiya Chaitanyam, being actionlessness, Atma has no activity. Therefore, also Atma cannot be perceived, directly described through words. Like what? Pachakadivat avikriyatvat. Very important. Avikriyatvam, changelessness, is the nature of the Atma. You have to, when you say Atma, you have to remember this abstract, formless reality, consciousness is of the nature of changelessness. Changelessness is the swarupam, nature, avikriyatvam. Vikriyatvam means change. Change, being changeable is vikriyatvam. Avikriyatvam is the nature of the Atma. So, no pachakaha, which somebody is a cook. No pachakadivati, like cook, etc. There are many people who have so many activities. Like a cook involved in the act of cooking. And then such a person can be described. Because he's the person who is associated with any action can be described because it's connection with the action. But Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. And avikriyat, why Atma is of the nature of actionlessness? Because Atma is of the nature of changelessness, motionlessness. Involvement in any action presupposes what? Change. Okay? Change. But therefore, it is not possible for Atma to be involved in action also. Therefore, also, Atma cannot be directly described through words. So, na api kriyavatvam pachakadivat avikriyatvat. So, you must make these notes. Avikriyatvat na kriyavatvam. Due to the nature of changelessness, there is no actions on the part of Atma. Due to the attributelessness, it doesn't belong to any species. Also because of secondlessness. Because of being free from upadis, it is not available for perception through sense organs. Therefore, he says, Napi gunavatvam. Atma does not have any gunas, any attributes, such as niladivati. Why? Nirgunatvat. The reason was nirgunatvat. Niladivati na gunavatvam. Atma does not have any simple attributes, okay, adjectives describing the Atma, like blue color, etc. Atma is blue red. No color, no form. Due to its formlessness, attributelessness, nirgunatvat, as Atma is of the nature of attributelessness, it doesn't have any attribute, gunavatvam. Therefore also what? It cannot be described through words directly. So, he didn't want to wait for this him to come back again and again. He thought he'll sell all this. In one paragraph, he tells all this. So, na pramanantara vishyatvam swarupena gavadivat atmanaha nirupadhikatvat gavadivat na api jatimatvam advitiyatvena samana visesha abhavat na api kriyavatvam pachakadivat avikriyatvat. See, we have to remember this attribute, the nature of the Atma. Changelessness, secondlessness, attributelessness, you know, being free from upadis. These are the reasons he gives. Therefore, napi gunavattam niladivati nirgunatvat. Ataha, therefore, the ataha comes not therefore, because of all these specific reasons that Atma, this subtlest reality, pure consciousness, Turiya Chaitanyam, implied with them Atma, no, cannot be revealed through words, revealed by words. Ataha na abhidhanena nirdesham arhati. Abhidhanena nirdesham na arhati. So, revealing of the Atma is not possible through a word directly. directly through word. Abhidhanena nirdesham na arhati means no one given name can be used to reveal Atma. A word can be used to reveal Atma. Okay? Therefore, what? Atma, the Turiya Chaitanyam, implied by the term Atma, does not have any of the factors required to be described by words directly. It doesn't fulfill any of the conditions. And Purva Pakshi comes again. Oh, he thinks, okay, an object. What is Purva Pakshi's view here? Any object which has a status of being existent, definitely must fulfill all these five conditions, or at least any one of the conditions, be existent. Any object. But here, this Turiya Chaitanyam does not have any of these conditions, does not have any of these factors required to be described by the words. Therefore, it cannot be existent. There cannot be such an object, which means this Purva Pakshi is still thinking of searching for Atma as an object only. Of course, an object must fulfill any one of these conditions at least. It must have form, it must have an attribute, it must be associated with an action, it must belong to some species. Something or it must, every object must have all the five factors or any of the five factors. Atma doesn't have anything. Therefore, if there is an object, such an object, it is non-interactable object. Non-interactable object. Therefore, isn't it? Atma cannot be existent. Even if the Atma exists, even if the Atma can be revealed through the method of negation indirectly, still there is no use of arriving at the Atma. Why? Because he says here, Shasha Vishanadi Samatvat Nirarthakatvam Tarhi. You make it very clear. A non-existent object. Shasha Vishanaha means what? Rabbit's horn. Shashaha means rabbit. Vishanaha means horn. Shasha Vishanaha means rabbit's horn. See, rabbit's horn is not existent. It's a non-existent. Tucham we all know very well. Therefore, a non-existent thing cannot have any of these factors required for describing an object, because it's non-existent. A non-existent thing cannot belong to, because it is non-existent, it cannot belong to any species, it cannot have any action, it cannot have any attribute, it cannot have any form. It's non-existent. The non-existent thing alone cannot have any or all these five factors, any of these factors. So, Thasa Vishanaha is there, rabbit's horn is there, doesn't have any of this. And then, so, it is not, doesn't serve any purpose. A non-existent thing is of no use, because it is not, doesn't exist. Atma also, even if it is existent, even if it can be arrived at, will be revealed through this method of, you know, the indirect method of the negation, still, Atma does not have all these, does not have all these factors. Therefore, Atma is non-interactable. Being non-interactable, Atma is of no use. Something interactable alone can be useful. Non-interactable is of no use. Understand? This is his connection. This is the Shashi Vishanadi Samatvat. it is not non-existent, okay, understand, because you're explaining, Atma is reality, Atma is, can be added through the method of negation, fine, but still it is not, it is, doesn't fulfill any of the conditions, means it cannot be interacted with. Therefore, it is samatvam. It has what now? It is equivalent to non-existent rabbit's horn. It's as good as the non-existent rabbit's horn. Even if it is existent, it doesn't serve any purpose. It is of no use. That is Purvapakshis. Purvapakshis argument. So Shankara Bhagavatpada has to give an answer. What is the answer? No. He says, Atmatva avagame turiyasya anatma trishna vyavritti hetutvat shuktikavagamaha iva rajata trishnayaha. He says, if we understand the silver being not real, by understanding the fact of mother of pearl being there, in the wake of the knowledge of the mother of pearl being the mother of pearl,
329,
Shuktika, the mother of pearl, being the mother of pearl, when it is not understood alone, it is mistaken for a silver. Why do we mistake the Shuktika for a silver? When you do not know what is a shell, because it is shining, you mistake it for silver. And mistake it for a silver, then you want to have the silver. Then there is a craving on your part to possess the silver. So you go after the silver. But once you know what is a Shuktika, the mother of pearl, there is no silver, they negate the silver there, resolve the silver in the very Shuktika, then the craving for silver will not be there. The craving for possessing the silver, taking the silver, will be resolved. The question of knowing. Similarly here, he says, Atmatva avagame. Atmatva avagame turiyasya. Yes. Is knowing this turiya chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, to be one's own self. Atmatva avagame. See, there's no use of simply understanding consciousness. The consciousness is the content of I. Turiyasya atmatva avagame. Only in understanding the fact of the pure consciousness, the turiya chaitanyam being one's own self, the craving for false anatma things will be resolved. Anatma trishna vyavrittihi. Anatma trishna vyavrittihi means removal of the craving or desires for false, non-real things will be resolved. Is possible. The removal of the craving for the non-real things is possible only if we understand this chaitanyam being one's own self. How, again the question should come, if I discover this turiya chaitanyam, the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the fourth pada, okay, is opening as though like a fourth pada. If discover this Turi Chaitanya as my own self, what happens? I can one can shift one's identity from the anatma, body, minds and complex to atma. Shifting of the identity from anatma to atma is not possible unless you discover this Turiya Chaitanyam being yourself. So it is said, Turiyasya Atmatva Avagame Eva, only in discovering this Turi consciousness being one's own self, craving for the desires for Mithya Anatma things will be resolved, will become removed. Which means, once it, in the wake of knowledge of the Chaitanyam being your Swarupam, your own self, you will understand it is this consciousness implied by the term Atma alone is of the nature of fullness, is of the nature of happiness. Atma alone is the only source of security. How can you understand this Chaitanyam, Turiya Chaitanyam, Turiya Atma alone is the source of absolute security, the only source of happiness? It is of the nature of limitlessness. Unless you discover the Atma, the Chaitanyam being yourself, there is no way of understanding the fullness being your nature. Unless and until you understand this fact, it is not possible for you not to mistake the Anatma universe to be a source of happiness and security. As long as you have this erroneous perception of the world, Anatma Prapancha, as a source of happiness and security, you will be craving for the possession of Anatma things. Is it clear? So Shankara Bhagavatpada says here, this is the benefit. Don't say this Atma. Atma doesn't have any of these attributes. Therefore, Atma, discovering Atma is of no use, do you say? No. There is the absolute accomplishment, greatest benefit you will have in discovering the Atma. Greatest benefit. What is the greatest benefit? That goal accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were. After accomplishing which nothing needs to be accomplished, that goal of freedom from limitations. Freedom from limitations. Freedom from the sense of insecurity. Freedom from the sense of inadequacy. Centered on I will be resolved for good. Oh, there is a common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of insecurity, sense of, you know, inadequacy centered on I. All these problems are, the fundamental problem itself is because of non-recognition of the self being Chaitanyam. Therefore, he says, this knowledge becomes the cause, the knowledge of the self. Recognizing this Turiya Chaitanyam, understand the Turiya Chaitanyam being one's own self, will be the cause of the removal of, will become the reason, cause for resolving all this craving for the false, as though existent, non-real, anatma things. So the erroneous perception of the world being the source of happiness and security will be resolved. Then one will not be dependent on the anatma anymore. The shifting one's dependence from the world to one's own self is independence, which is freedom. How can you shift your dependence from the world to yourself unless you know you are Chaitanyam? Chaitanyam is the content of I. Chaitanyam alone is there as the self, and Chaitanyam is of the nature of fullness. And you are, one must understand, I, the knower, am consciousness, who am of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. Only if this vision happens, it is possible to shift one's dependence from the world to oneself. That only then there is no more emotional dependence, then there is freedom from dependence. Then there is happiness. So he gives only one example. Shuktika avagamaha iva rajata trishnayaha. Craving for silver becomes resolved in the wake of the knowledge of the mother of pearl being the mother of pearl. Therefore what? There is benefit. So Atma Jnanam is not nirarthakam. Self-knowledge is not useless. Atma Jnanam is not nirarthakam. Is not purposeless, useless. It serves the absolute purpose of discovering the everlasting happiness, fullness, being one's own nature. Having said that, nahi turiyasya atmatva avagame sati avidya trishnadi doshanam sambhavaha asti. Then there cannot be the happening of what? The defects. Ignorance. Ignorance caused erroneous perception. Erroneous perception caused erroneous notions, false superimpositions, and the desires. Desire impelled actions. Action produced results. Again, for exhaustion of results, again to be being born again. All these are defects. All these defects, doshanam, sambhavaha nasti. There cannot be the happening of samsara. The defects pertaining to samsara. Right from ignorance is a defect by itself. Ignorance caused erroneous perception is a defect. Erroneous perception caused wrong notions for the self and the world. It's a defect. And wrong notion caused the fundamental problem is a defect. The sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity centered on I is a fundamental problem. It's a defect. And because of this fundamental problem, what happens? There is desires. So desires are defects. See, having desires, Shastra does not, so should not have desires. But having desires means there is a problem. So Shastra does not, so should give up desires. But desires are the problem. Because desires alone impel the actions. The actions produce results. And results have to be exhausted. You accumulate punya papam. And they had to be exhausted. To exhaust the punya papam, you have to be born again. Which means it retains you in this beginningless, endless cycle of samsara. Life of transmigration forever. What? Ignorance of turiya chaitanyam being one's own self. Therefore, he says, turiyasya atmatva avagame sati. Avidya trishnadi doshanam sambhavaha nasti. Only when you discover, the pure consciousness obtaining as the turiyapada, turiyachaitan, turiyam is not an object. The swarup of one's subject, it is there as one's own self. It is this abstract formless consciousness is the content of I. Atmatvena avagamaha is very important. Brahman, Atma, Brahman, no, understanding Atma, Brahman as one's own self. alone has the solution for the problem. Therefore, he says, therefore, then there will not be all these defects, beginning from ignorance to ignorance caused to samsara. Sambhavaha nasti, then nacha turiyasya atmatva avagame karanam asti. Again, sorry, turiyasya atmatva anavagame. Anavagamaha means non-understanding. There is no reason why this Turiya Chaitanyam, being one's own self, cannot be understood. There is no reason. There is no reason why this Turiya Chaitanyam, this abstract reality consciousness being the content of I, one's own self, why it can be understood? It can be understood. That's the reason. What he says, Turiyasya atmatva anavagame karanam nasti. There is no reason why consciousness being one's own self cannot be understood. It can be understood. So definitely Turiya Chaitanyam can be understood, but not as an object, but as the truth of the subject knower experiencer, as one's own self, as the content of I. Is it clear? Okay. Then he says, Nacha Turiyasya Atmatva Anavagame Karanamasti. He says, Sarva Upanishadam Tadarthena Upakshayat. Now he says, whether you accept or not, all the Upanishads, Sarva Upanishadam, Tadarthena Upakshayat, all the Upanishads have uniformly this one goal. All of them reveal this, discovering this Turiya Chaitanyam being one's own self as the main aim. All the Upanishads uniformly, different Upanishads, but all of them uniformly have this vision that Turiya Chaitanyam is Atma. Turiya Chaitanyam is one's own self. And yes, this Atma is Brahma. What is it? Tadartyam means, Tadartyam means, Tadartyena means all of them uniformly state this pure, formless, abstract reality consciousness is the self, Atma. And Atma is what? The only truth of the whole Jagat also. This is the fact revealed by all the Upanishads uniformly. Because Upanishads, the aim of all the Upanishads is to enable a human being discover freedom through this vision of the self. Having said that, and all the Upanishads, what happens? They resolve themselves in giving this vision. Give the vision, Upanishads resolve. How long they serve? Until Jnanam takes place, they are there as Pramana. When the Jnanam takes place, they also resolve as Brahma, Mithya. Very nice. Then he says, he wants to present many quotations, you know, Shruti Pramana Vakyani. So Shankar Bhagavad Pada, if the Shunyavadi should not come back at all with a disturbance. Okay, he should be settled. Okay, so he says, come on, there's so many statements from all the Upanishads. All of them reveal the same fact that Turiya Chaitanyam is the self, content of I. So what is it? First he says, Chandogya Upanishad statement. We'll never get tired of repeating these statements, isn't it? Tattvam asi. Tattvam Asi. Here also, when this Mahavakyam is revealed by, presented by Chandogya Upanishad, and a great Vedantic declaration of the fact that you are the truth, definitely there, the Tatpada and Tvampada, only Lakshyarthas are taken. All the implied meanings alone are taken. Tvampada Lakshyarthaha is Chaitanyam, pure, abstract, formless consciousness. Tatpada Lakshyarthaha is pure existence. And his existence and consciousness are one and the same. His Ishwara Swarupam, Jivat Swarupam is one and the same. Essentially one. They are not two. But then, what is negated there? Anatma, body, mind and complex become negated as mithya. There, Karana Prapanchaha, Karya Prapanchaha, the unmanifested universe, subtle universe, gross universe also become negated as Ishwara Upadhi becomes negated as mithya. Jiva Upadhi is negated as mithya. There is negation is there. Only through the negation. There, even that Mahavakyam helps you arrive at your Swarupam being identical with the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. So, Tattvamasi from Mahavakyam, from Chandogya Upanishad. Then, I am Atma Brahma. I am Atma Brahma. It comes in this Upanishad itself. So this nearest self, I am Atma means this nearest self, the truth of I is nothing but abstract consciousness implied by the term Brahma, the truth of the universe. The truth of the universe, Brahma, is identical with what? The truth of the individual one's own self. I am Atma Brahma. In this statement, I am Atma Brahma is the equation again. In this equation also, definitely Upanishad negates all the Anatma Upadis. I am Atma means this nearest self means what cannot be negated is what? As a Anatma is Chaituriya Chaitanyam, this abstract formless consciousness, abstract reality which is of the nature of consciousness alone, is implied by the term Atma. This Atma is Brahma, the truth of the universe, which means there is only the truth. But stating is only the truth of the whole universe is the truth of every individual, means the whole jagat also becomes resolved, negated as mithya. Ishwara status becomes negated as mithya. Jiva becomes negated as mithya. All these qualifications become negated as mithya. The Chaitanyam alone is Satyam. Again, this is also another statement. In discovering the truth being one's own self is solution for the problem of samsara. I am Atma Brahma. Here also Brahman is his nearest self. The truth always revealed as one's own self. That is very important. There is no use of simply understand the truth is of this nature. Truth of this nature. So what? If the truth is of that nature, the truth be of the nature. What is there for me? I told you many times before, we must be intelligently selfish. You know, we are selfish. Okay, we are selfish. We are all interested in our freedom, our happiness, our fullness. Therefore, here, discovering the truth being one's own self alone will help us resolve our problem of bondage of samsara. Okay, so here, I am Atma Brahma. Next, again Chandogya Upanishad quotation. These quotations we must write and keep, memorize it, finished. Whoever comes and gives any talk on any Upanishad, they have to talk on this. You don't need anything special. Okay. What is next quotation here? Tat satyam sa atma. Tat satyam sa atma. This statement is also from the Chandogya Upanishad. Tat satyam sa atma. That reality, that reality of the entirety of the universe, this is truth, and the truth is atma. Atma means what? One's own self. Which means repeatedly all these statements help us cognitively shift our identity from the anatma body, mind, sense complex to the abstract consciousness. I am atma. I am atma means here abstract consciousness is the content of I, which is Brahma, only truth of the whole universe. Therefore here, tat satyam sa atma, atma is the only satyam. Then again Brahmanika Upanishad quotation comes, yat sakshat aparokshad Brahma, yat sakshat aparokshad Brahma. Let us not forget why Shankar Bhagavatpada brings so many quotations from Upanishads stating, so poor Pakshi should understand, the whole aim of Upanishads is to tell us the benefit of the Atma Jnanam, and you are saying it is useless. It's not useless. Who said it is useless? Oh my God, you do not know. So he is saying, so yet sakshat aparokshat Brahma. Sakshat aparokshat Brahma. So that which is there as the immediate self is Brahma. Because this reality, pure consciousness, is available for recognition as the content of I, the experiencer, as the nearest immediate self, that reality is what now? Is the reality of the which is the nature of limitlessness, the truth of the whole universe. Yat sakshat aparokshat Brahma, yat sakshat aparokshat Brahma. Then next one more quotation. Many quotations, very nice. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that's also. Yet sakshat aparokshat Brahma is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Next quotation. Sabahyabhyantaro hyajaha. This is from our simple Mundaka Upanishad. Sabahyabhyantaro hyajaha. Again, this reality must be the subtlest reality so that it is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Nothing which can pervade the Atma. Because Atma alone is absolutely all-pervasive. There is nothing subtler than the Atma. So being all-pervasive, Atma does not have inside and outside. But Atma alone is there inside and outside of everything. That Atma is beginningless, unborn. So, sa bahyabhyantaraha. Sa bahya, bahya means external. Antara means inside. This abstract reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma, being subtlest in being absolutely, being all, absolutely all pervasive, does not have inside and outside. But Atma alone is there inside and outside of all the mithya forms, lending existence to all of them. And this abstract reality, Atma, is unborn. So that unborn consciousness is the self. So where should your identity be? Should your identity be with your mind, thoughts, emotions, or powers of organs of actions, or the physical body? No. Identity must be with this absolutely beginningless, endless, changeless consciousness only. I am the truth. You cannot resolve I anywhere else. I does not refer to an object. I refers to the subjective knowledge, experience. Subjective experience is this abstract formless reality, consciousness, which alone is implied with terms Atma or Brahma. What have you heard from the morning 1 hour? Same thing. This is what is repeatedly seeing the fact. Class itself should become Nididhyasanam. Okay. Yat sakshat aparokshat brahma sa bahyabhyantaro hyajaha. Quotation from Mundaka Upanishad. Again, Chandogya Upanishad. Shankara Bhagavatpada loves Chandogya Upanishad. He loves all the Upanishads and he loves his quotations. Atmai Vedam Sarvam. Atmai Vedam Sarvam. Atma Yeva Idam Sarvam. The way you say it, no? Atma Yeva Idam Sarvam. If I teach like this, you will learn Sanskrit very easily. Idam Sarvam. Atma Yeva. Means what? Atma alone is here as this entity of the universe. Atma Eva. Eva. Eva means like Samji. Eva means only. The emphatic. Yeah, Eva, yeah. See, Eva is emphatic expression. To emphasize something, it's a Shambhu Swami Eva. I say, no, he's not Shambhu Devan, he's in Israel. He's somebody else. Shambhu Eva means what? You don't know, it is Shambhu only. Eva. Simply Atma Eva Idam Sarvam. Means Idam Sar Idam this Sarvam all. All this is nothing but Atma. Atma is not anything. Atma is not anything here, but everything here is Atma. Which means we have to see the meaning of sentence. Atma is Satyam, everything else is Mithya. Which means the Satya Atma alone is in the form of Mithya Anatma Prapanchaha. There are not two. Mithya Anatma Prapanchaha, Satya Atma are not two different things. In put in English, the absolute reality consciousness implied by the term Atma and this as though real material objective universe are not two. Not two. Which means the entity of the material objective universe is appearance of the Atma only. Atma alone is here as this universe. Sarvam Atma eva idam sarvam. This is the fact to be understood. For a person to say all that is here is only Atma, one must have understood what Atma means. And where can he go and search for the Atma? As long as the person is searching for the Atma as an object, how will he arrive at? So Shastam says, this all pervasive abstract reality, the only reality, which is of the nature of changelessness and the all pervasiveness, this reality is the nearest self. Turiya Chaitanyam being Atma, one's own self must be understood. Only in the wake of the knowledge of this Turiya Chaitanyam being one's own self, in the light of the knowledge, one can see the entity of the cosmos being non-separate from the Atma. It is not a second thing. There is a second thing here. Atma eva idam sarvam. This is the quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. I do not read out the number of the mantras. Second mantra, the 24th section of the 7th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. Ityadinam. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada is very happy to present all these quotations. Now so what? What are you talking? All the Upanishads uniformly reveal this fact that the samsara nivrittihi, relief from samsara is possible. All the defects associated with the ignorance, including ignorance, can be resolved only in the wake of the knowledge of the Chaturya Chaitanyam being one's own self. Therefore, this Atma Jnanam is not useless, not Nirarthakam. Clear? Yeah. Now, page number 329, before Swamiji said. 329. This is the answer. Got it now? You must remember why the Purapakshi says this knowledge is useless. Because it doesn't have any of the conditions. No, formless, attributeless, no actionlessness. So no way of interacting with this. What is the use of knowing it? But it's not simply knowing it as an object. See, this person, Purapakshi, still looking at the reality as an object only. If an object does not have any of these factors, fulfill all these conditions, then it is there, it's non-interactable, definitely it is as good as non-existent, it is useless. But here, Atma, it is not an object here. So the idea is Atmatva Avagamanam, this Turiya Chaitanyam being one's own self must be understood. In understanding this, our craving for an Atma, things will be resolved, which is freedom from limitations, independence. Therefore, biggest benefit of discovering freedom is there in discovering Chaitanyam being one's own self. Having established that fact, no, Shankara Bhagavad Pada continues. Soyamatma paramartha aparamartha rupaha chatushpa ityuktaha tasya paramartha rupam avidyakritam rajju sarpadi samam uktam Padatraya Lakshanam Bijankara Sthaniyam. Okay, let me tell you. Very beautiful. He develops the teaching. He says, Saha Ayam Atma. This Atma means it's Atma, he is said to be Chatushpad Atma, is a composite of, mixture of both Atma, Paramartha Atma, Aparamartha Anatma. Shankara Bhagavad Pada uses two words here. Paramartha, Aparamartha Rupaha. Paramartha means Satya Atma. Aparamartha means Mithya Anatma. So what is this Atma? This Atma here is a composite, combination, mixture of both paramartha and aparamartha, atma and anatma, satyam and mithya. Isn't it? Absolute reality, atma, and empirical reality, anatma. These two together constitute chatushpad atma here. So chatushpaditi uktaha tasya aparamartha rupam avidyakritam. There he says, aparamartha rupam. This mithya aspect, aparamartha rupam means mithya as though real aspect of atma, as though real component of atma, the anatma aspect, is product of ignorance. Avidyakritam. Ignorance alone contributes for what? This anatma. Aparamarthas rupam. Avidyakritam. Understand now? So take this chatushpada atma, is a composite of both satyam and mithya, paramartha rupam, aparamartha rupam. Atma is of these two aspects, paramartha aparamartha rupaha. There this aparamartha rupaha rupam, aparamartha rupam, the mithya as though real anatma aspect of atma is avidya kritam, product of ignorance. And which is similar to, equivalent to rope snake. Rajju sarpadi samam uktam. It is said to be equivalent to rope snake. What does it mean? How real the false snake superimposed upon the rope is. It is not real. Is it? Similarly, the experientially real, absolutely, it is not there. It's as good as non-existent. It is not there. It's non-existent actually. But it is seemingly there. Similarly, this aparamartha rupam of Atma also is as good as non-existent. It's a product of ignorance. It is not really there. It is as though. Then, Padatraya Lakshanam, he says now, this aparamartha rupam of Atma, this as though real mithya form of the Atma is in the form of three padas, Padatraya Lakshanam. So, Prathama Pada of the Atma is mithya. It is not unreal. It is not tucham, it is mithya. Aparamartha rupam. The prathama pada of the atma means what? The experiencer obtaining in the waking state. Means what? The experiencer status attributed to the atma in the waking state is mithya. The experience is mithya. Experienced world is also mithya. Vishwa status attributed to Atma is mithya. Virad Ishwara status Atma is mithya. Therefore, Prathama Pada of the Atma, isn't it, is mithya. Mithya aspect of the Atma, Chatushpada Atma. Now, what about Dvitiya Pada? Dvitiya Pada of the Atma is also mithya. It is aparamartha rupam. Dvitiya Pada is also aparamartha rupam. Which means the experiencer status attributed to the Atma in the dream state is mithya. Experiencer is not mithya. Experiencer status is mithya. Very, very careful, okay? Experience is not mithya. Experiencer status attributed to real is mithya. Then experience is mithya. Experienced dream world is also mithya. Therefore, Taijasa status is mithya. Hiranyagarbha status is also mithya. So all this as a mithya. Which mithya means what? Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, dream world, dream experiences, everything enjoys existence only in this Atma, which doesn't come and go. This is paramartha rupam. So here he says, because padatrayam he mentions, so also the sleeper status, so the sleeper, the prajna status attributed to the atma in deep sleep state is also mithya. So antaryameshwara status attributed is also mithya. And all this ignorance is mithya. Avidya is mithya. The bliss experience is also mithya. Anything experienced is mithya. Anything experienced is mithya. Experience is mithya. Experience status is mithya. So you can reduce each pada as what? Experiencer. Each pada consists of experiencer, experience, experienced, respective word. Gross universe, subtle universe, non-manifested universe. All these three are mithya. Okay? Then, if we negate this, experience status you negate from the standpoint of the Atma. What is Atma here? Abstract, formless consciousness. That consciousness, from the standpoint of consciousness, formless reality, is consciousness experiencer? Ask the question. No. I told you this earlier. On the standpoint of the light, you can't say illuminator. Light is the illuminator. No, light is not the illuminator at all. Why light is not illuminator? Because illumining is not an action, very nature. Okay? But who is the illuminator of all these opaque things here? What is the illuminator here? There cannot be illuminator at all without the light. Therefore, the illuminator is a temporary status qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of opaque things. Similarly, from the standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness, there is no consciousness, is not the experiencer, subject of knowledge. Consciousness is not the experience also. Every experience is consciousness. That is why we should not try to wait for the self-experience. Every experience is Atma. Experiencer is Atma, consciousness. Experienced world, consciousness is not the experienced world. The experienced world also doesn't exist outside of the awareness. All the three are Atma. Therefore, Padatrayam. You can see Padatraya Lakshanam. So, all three padas of the Atma, what now? Aparamartha Rupam of the Atma. Mithya, false appearance of the Atma. All the three. Okay, now he says, Bijankurasthaniyam. Very nice. Bijankurasthaniyam means what? He says, these three alone, these three padas, Pratama Pada, Dvitiya Pada, Tritiya Pada of the Atma, obtaining in the form of Vishra Virat, Taijasa Hiranyagarbha, Pragyantaryamishra alone, all these three, he says, Aparamartha Rupam of the Atma, here, Antaryameshwaraha, inclusive of Pragya, becomes what now? Karana Padaha. Is like a seed, cause. Understand now? Tritiya Pada of the Atma, involving Pragya Antaryamishvara, is like the seed, which means the cause. So, Karana Padaha. Is it clear now? Because Antaryamish alone has to become manifest, isn't it? As subtle and gross manifestation, universe. Karana Padaha, Bija, like a Bija. So Bijankura Sthaniyam means what? Bija Sthaniyam means it has the status of being the cause. Third Pada, Tritiya Pada has the status of being the cause of other two Padas. And Ankura means sprout. Other two padas, Dvitiya Pratama. Pratama Dvitiya Pado, the first and the second padas of the Atma, or the Karya Pado, the effects, they are like this sprout. So Bijam means, Bijam stands for this. Bijam means seed, which is the cause, it stands for cause. Ankura means sprout, which stands for effect. So, Bijankura Sthaniyam means all these three padas have three padas which are mithya, refer aparamartha rupam of ish, atma, or in the form of cause and effect.
Three padas alone are in the realm of cause and effect. Which is in the realm of cause? Antarya, tritiya pada of the Atma, aparamartha rupam of the Atma is in the realm of a cause. And prathama dvitiya pada, first and second padas of Atma, the karya pada, which are in the realm of effects. Okay? This much is explained here. Padatraya laksham bijankura sthaniyam. Now, what is earlier I said, karana prapancha, karya prapancha, I said. Here, because you use the term pada, which is karana padaha. Tritiya pada of the Atma is the karana padaha. Dvitiya padaha is a karya padaha. Pratama pada is also karya padaha. But from antaryameshra alone, this maya has to become manifested as Hiranyagarbha and later on as Virat. Understand? So in Antaryam, in Karnapada, the power of consciousness remains unmanifested, undifferentiated. Whereas in Karyapada of the Atma, power becomes manifested and differentiated in subtle form, in gross form. Is it clear now? So he says, and so what? This Rajju Sarpadi Samam, all these three padas, obtaining in the form of cause and effect as Karnapada and Karyapada, all of them are mithya, as good as non-existent, they're as real as the rope snake. The snake superimposed upon the rope. All these three paths are superimpositions. All these three paths are superimpositions. They're mithya. Now, atha. Now, very beautifully, Shankara Bhagavatpada, I'm enjoying my class. Are you all okay? Are you all? Okay. Atha, idanim, abijatmakam, abijatmakam. Atha then, idanim, now, we have to distinguish that which is neither the Tritiya Pada, nor the first and second padas, neither the cause nor the effect, neither the seed nor the sprout, that which is distinct has to be understood. Atha idanim abhijatmakam paramartharupam. Now what is the paramartharupam of the chatushpadatma? What is the absolutely real form of, empirically real form of Atma is Tritiya, Pratama, Dvitiya, Tritiya Padas, which are of cause and effect. Whereas up this Turiya Pada of the Atma, Turiya Pada means this is Adi. If we see here, Abhijatmakam, which is not in the form of a cause. So, which is neither the cause nor the effect. Understand? So, Turiya Pada of the Atma is neither the cause nor the effect. It is distinct from the three padas. What is that? Paramartha Swarupam. Absolute. Paramartha Swarupam. Absolute reality. Which is pure consciousness, is Paramartha Swarupam. Paramartha Swarupam means exalted, absolute nature of reality. Is what? Consciousness. Is neither the cause nor the effect. It is distinct from cause and effect. See, the cause does not have existence outside of the Atma. Effect does not have existence outside of the Atma. The cause and effect enjoy its existence only in the Atma. But Atma here is what? Neither the cause nor the effect. Isn't it? So, abhijatmakam, abhijatmakam, which is in the form of
non-cause. I mean, it is not the cause. Rajusthaniyam sarpadisthani yokta sthanatraya nirakaranena aha. So what is Rajusthaniyam? So this Turiyapada of the Atma, which is nothing but abstract, formless, pure consciousness, which is neither the Prathamapada nor the Dvitiyapada, which is neither the Tritiyapada nor the Prathamadvitiyapadas, neither the cause nor the effect, is pure consciousness, which is distinct from all of them, is an adhishtanam, substratum, for all the cause and effect, like the rope for the snake. Just as rope is adhishtanam for the seemingly real snake, see, also this Turiya Chaitanyam, Turiya Atma is distinct adhishtanam for this cause and effect. It is not distant, because Atma is not distant from Tritiya Pada, Karana Pada and Karya Padas. The same time distinct from all of them. All are Atma. Atma is not any of them. So, you understand Paramartha Swarupam of the Atma, Aparamartha Swarupam of the Atma. Here, that's all here. So what is Aparamartha Swarupam is also Atma. Paramartha Swarupam is also Atma. What is there's only Atma. That Atma I am. That should be the, that is very important. I, the self, am that Atma. Atma which alone is in the form of Paramartha Swarupam, Aparamartha Swarupam, which is distinct from Aparamartha Swarupam, but not distant. Aparamartha Swarupam. It's nice. Aparamartha Swarupam. So, Paramartha Swarupam. Atha idanim abhijatmakam Paramartha Swarupam rajusthaniyam sarpadisthani yokta sthanatraya nirakaranena aha. Now he says, so what, if Atma, this Paramartha Swarupam of Atma is like the rope for the snake, okay, just as rope is the adhishtanam which lends existence to the false snake, so also this Paramartha Swarupam of the Atma is the adhishtanam which lends existence to the cause and the effect in the form of Aparamartha Swarupam of the Atma, which is the three padas. Therefore what? All three padas become negated as mithya. And what cannot be negated is Paramartha Swarupam. Aparamartha Swarupam of the Atma becomes negated as mithya, as cause and effect. Whereas the Paramartha Swarupam, which is distinct from the cause and effect, is pure consciousness, which is not negated as mithya, which is taken ownership of as one's own self. Understand? Therefore, that this is how nirakaranena, nirakaran means by resolving three padas as mithya. Here, Upanishad presents this mantra as what? Nantav prajnam. We come to the mantra at last. Nantav prajnam. So here what he says, all these words, Shankaracharya says, all these words in the mantra such as Nantav prajnam, etc., they all nirakurvanti. All these words negate, exclude. Nirakurvanti means they keep away, negate three padas as anatma. Thereby help us claim the turiyapada, turiyam chaitanyam as one's own self.
Negating three powers mithya is okay. But what is more important is claiming that Turiyapada as one's own self is very important. A person has to claim Turiyapada, Turiyam Chaitanyam as one's own self. One must see, you know, all three padas being mithya. One must discover one's own self being Atma. In the wake of knowledge of one's own self being Atma, one can see all three padas being mithya. It's like in the wake of knowledge of the rope being rope, the snake being mithya becomes clear. Snake becomes negated as mithya. When a snake is negated as mithya, then rope alone being satyam becomes ascertained. First, definitely the vision must happen. What should happen first? The wake of the knowledge of the rope should happen first. What is rope? In that knowledge happens, in the wake of knowledge of the rope being rope, snake becomes resolved, negated as mithya. Then, when the snake becomes, snake being mithya becomes very clear, the snake is negated as mithya, rope alone is, that fact becomes very clear. Two things, okay? For ascertainment, rope alone is, there is no snake. Okay. Before I enter here, I want to tell you one thing. Even though, let me make it very clear, before we have to, tomorrow to start this mantra. Of course, all the Upanishads uniformly use this method of negation to help us arrive at the reality obtaining as our own self, the true. But there's one specific, it is not in Shankaracharya, it doesn't say that, but we have to remember here in this context. There's one prakriya called Karanakarya Prakriya. Analysis of cause-effect system. And in the Karanakarya Prakriya, there is no nishedamukat is used. There's negation. The method of negation is not used there. When the Karanakarya Prakriya is used to help us arrive at the truth, Brahma, there method of negation is not used. There the words are directly used. Revealing the Brahman directly as the cause of the universe. There, Brahman is presented as the cause of the universe. The cause of the universe is Brahma, which you do not know. The whole Jagat is Karyam. So even that presence, this direct method is not used here still. It is not retained. What is taught here is not retained, which means the causal status attributed to Brahman is not retained. It's only temporary qualification attributed to Brahma as the cause, thereby presenting the universe as the effect of Brahman, is only to help us arrive at the reality Brahma. As a method of unfoldment of the nature of reality, a Brahman being the existence, reality being existence of the universe, this method is used. So just because there Nishedamukha Lakshanam is not used, Vidhimukha Lakshanam is used, therefore we should not mistake it here. Even then, all those words, all those causal status becomes negated. If a status become negated, finally that Prakriya reveals what? What is there is only Brahma. And that Brahma, Ahamasmi. That we understood. This I want to remind you here. Because there no Nisheda Mukha Lakshanam. There in presenting the method of unfoldment in terms of Karanakarya Prakriya, there the method of negation is not used. No, here. in this particular Karnakarya Prakriya, their method of negation is not used. This directly Brahman is presented as the Karanam. But because it is there in that Prakriya, when the Prakriya is used, taught, that method is used, we should not mistake that reality can be arrived at through direct method. No. It's only to understand the reality that temporarily only the causal status is attributed. So temporary, it's only temporary attribute. Really speaking, Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. Karana Karya Vilakshanam. So in Mandukya Upanishad also, Shankar Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. He presents, here the whole teaching is different. Ho Atma is composite of these two forms. Paramartha Rupam and Aparamartha Rupam. Here, they are not two. Even though Paramartha Rupam, Aparamartha Rupam are mentioned here, they are Paramartha Rupam and Aparamartha Rupam, are they two? No, they are not two. They are neither two nor one. They are neither two nor one. They are two orders of the same reality. Aparamartha Rupam of Atma, consisting of three padas, is in the form of cause and effect. And Paramartha Rupam of the Atma, which is distinct from the cause and effect, is the Adhishtanam, which is existence for both cause and effect. Karanapada and Karyapada. Is it clear? Okay. So, in order to negate these three padas as mithya, thereby to arrive at the Paramartha Swarupa of Atma, here Upanishad presents the words which reveal the reality, Turiya Chaitanyam, through negation of stating what it is not. Na nantav prajnam, na antav prajnam, na bahish prajnam. So na not. So the Turiya Chaitanyam Atma is not antav prajnam, na bahish prajnam, na ubhayatav prajnam, na prajnana ghanam, na prajnam, na aprajnam. It is not. So in these words, antav prajnam, bahish prajnam, ubhayatav prajnam, prajnana ghanam, na prajnam, na aprajnam, in all these words, what does Upanishad do here? Upanishad negates Karanapada and Karyapada being, okay, Karanapada as mithya. Anatma as mithya. These words, antapna, antapragyam, na bahishpragyam, na ubhyataprajyam, na prajnanaganam, na pragyam, na pragyam. These five words. Each word is very, no, very important word. In all these words, Upanishad beautifully, effortlessly negates Karanapada, Karyapadas, Tritiyapada, Pratama, Dityapada, Pratamapada being mithya. Negates. Then, if this Paramartha Rupam of Atma is not any of these three padas, then what is that Atma? Then Adrishtam, again the negation. Anything seen is not Atma. How that Adrishtam? Drishtam means seen. Adrishtam, that which is imperceptible, unseen, invisible is Atma means. Anything seen is not Atma. It's negation. How does it negate? Anything seen is not Atma. Atma is not anything seen. It's better to say, Atma is not anything seen, because Atma is not perceptible. Anything perceptible, Atma is not anything perceptible, because Atma is perceptible. So one word, it says what Atma is not, thereby it says what Atma is. By negating anything, everything perceptible, okay, Atma is not anything perceptible, it says Atma is something imperceptible. We have to understand what it is not. It's called negation. The very word negates what, states what it is not. So, adrishtam avyavaharyam. Again, So, anything transactable, denotable by any word is vyavaharyam. So, Atma is not anything which can be denoted by any given word, which can be transacted with. Atma is not. Because Atma is non-transactable, avyavaharyam. Not available for any transaction. You can see how negation, negates. It's every word says what Atma is not. We'll continue next class. Okay, what 10 more minutes we have. Any questions you have here? Because, anyway, only today we have come to the class. And only today we have, only now we have come to the mantra. But it was very clear, wasn't it? I was thinking, every day I don't give any time. Just anyway, I can't finish it now, so can't. This paragraph 239 is very clear, isn't it? The beauty is, Shankar Bhagavatpada means there are two aspects of the Atma, two forms of the Atma. Two forms constitute the Atma, but they are not two. Paramartha, aparamartha rupams of Atma. These paramartha, aparamartha, sarupams constitute Atma. Atma is composite of both, but they are not two. One is satyam, one is mithya. Aparamartha rupam is mithya, paramartha rupam is satyam. Therefore, the two orders of the same reality. What is there is only Atma alone. Paramartha sarupam of the Atma alone is in the form of aparamartha rupam of the Atma. So they are not two. That is the teaching. Non-duality should be, advitiyatam, advayatam should not be forgotten. And that Atma is myself. One should discuss truth being one's own self. Okay, Samji.
But because we are so conditioned to identify ourselves with the state. You know, I feel I wakingly try to analyze and discriminate the two. So even the act of discrimination is done by the Vishva, the waker, which I feel is I. Trying to understand its swarupam as something else, which is not so. What is the way out?
Of course, you must be a waker to discover it. Of course, waker is you. What if you are not waker? That's the thing. You are the waker. Okay. Shastra does not say you are not the waker. Okay. The waker is you, of course. You alone are there as the waker. As a waker, you understand what you are. To understand what you are, that you are distinct from the waker, you are not the waker, but the waker is you, to understand this fact also, you must be the waker. That's why only in the waking state, as a waker alone, all these facts can be understood. Isn't it? Only as the waker, there is jnanam, there's knowledge. Your waker means your experiencer here, which means you know you are. You are here as a self-evident, self-consciousness, conscious being, in the waking state. That is how you're eligible to discover what you are. In it. So the repeat listening, even Shastrapata also can happen only as a waker. Even coming to the class, if you are not awake, and then, isn't it? And then we will be experiencing bliss in the class, not we won't be understanding what happens. Isn't it? So, of course, being a waker is very important. It's a blessing. So, who am I, the waker? That is the question. So, being a waker is a blessing in this case. You are awake. So, we are eligible to just listen, understand. I'm a waker, it's fine. But I, the waker, am what? What am I, the waker, experiencer? Who am I, the waker? Isn't it? That we do not, you only know you are. I am, I know I'm a waker, I'm here. Who are you? So I, the waker, is identified with what? The body, mind, sense organs, which are all material, anatma, material objects of knowledge. The waker experiencer is identified with the experienced body, mind, sense complex. The waker surup is not known. As a waker, I, the waker, am abstract consciousness. I, the dreamer experiencer, am abstract consciousness. That you will not know when you are in dream. But if a person has the wisdom, jnanam, in the waking state, the jnani will know, I, the waker, am turiya chaitanyam consciousness. And I, as a dreamer also, in dream state also, I am consciousness. In the deep sleep state also, I am consciousness. This fact, Ajnani knows when he is awake. And Ajnani will not know. Even though Ajnani also, in dream, he'll be a dreamer, like Indra Ajnani. In deep sleep state, Jnani also will be experiencing the total ignorance, like Indra Ajnani. But this fact, I am always pure consciousness, awareness, distinct from the status of any waker, dreamer, sleeper. As a waker, as a dreamer, as the sleeper, I alone am there in all three states of experience. But I am pure awareness. I'm always pure consciousness. I'm the experience that I'm always the consciousness. In the waking, in dream, and deep sleep state. This understanding jnani can have in the waking state. But an ajnani will not have. That is not that easy, isn't it? Because the shifting is not an easy thing, because you are shifting the identity from the tangible gross body to the most intangible consciousness. And only repeatedly see the fact of you are consciousness, and this consciousness is of the nature of fullness, of the nature of all pervasiveness, is of the nature of actionlessness, it is free from kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. I am karta, I am bhokta, all these notions also because of this not claiming the consciousness as one's own self. So then, when the vision becomes ascertained, you see yourself being distinct, though not distant, you are free. Isn't it? So, in the wake, of course, being a waker is a blessing. Being a waker, difficult to distinguish, difficult to shift the identity, because you're very much identified with the worldly transactions recurs the identity. So in spite of having identity also, in spite only for the sake of transactions, so in the bottom of the heart, there must be very clear vision. I am always abstract, formless, pure consciousness. Therefore, I am not subject to any of the problems. I am not subject to mortality. I am not subject to other problems. I am not anything but all that is here is I am the whole. I mean, this is what the perspective change, isn't it? Shifting. Cognitive shift should happen. Have you answered your question, Samji? So we'll do mantra tomorrow. I told no. Today also we have the same. Even though some certain pura pakshas, even though we have discussed already, again I have to be brought it here for you to remember. What is one thing important is the pura pakshi is still searching for the vastu only as an object. One thing. Doesn't see the vastu being on its own self. If that is there, then there's no reason why Atma, the reality, Turiya Chaitanyam being on its own self can be understood. There's no reason. It can be understood. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.